Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two massive California wildfires have officials calling for new mandatory evacuation orders to thousands of people in the Golden State's north overnight. The Dixie Fire, California's biggest blaze, destroyed houses and businesses as it burned through the small town of Greenville, north of Sacramento. The House GOP report on the origins of COVID-19 in Wuhan, China, has evidence the virus was impacting the area in September of 2019. And China failed to abide by a 24-hour mandatory reporting regulation for months. Texas Representative Republican Michael McCaul tells Newsmax, American lawmakers are hindering our efforts to get to the truth.
Very disappointing. You know, I chaired the China task force. They were going to join us, and then Pelosi at the last minute called it off, saying it was a diversion.
On Wednesday, 616 Americans nationwide died from COVID-19. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
At least 10 people have died after a van thought to be carrying 25 migrant workers through the remote Brooks County in southern Texas rolled over on Wednesday. Brooks County Sheriff Benny Martinez confirmed that the driver, who is still unidentified at this time, died at the scene, and 12 others were injured in the crash. Martinez believes the van was top-heavy and flipped over after hitting a curb. President Biden and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis are feuding over mask mandates. Tim Berg explains.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is unleashing on President Biden, saying he will not sit idly by when it comes to COVID-19 protocols that simply don't make sense.
You're trying to restrict people, impose mandates. If you're trying to ruin their jobs and their livelihoods and their small business, if you are trying to lock people down, I am standing in your way.
He says parents, not the government, should make decisions about masking their children in school and in their homes.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
More Americans are giving President Biden a thumbs down on his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A new poll finds President Biden's approval rating regarding his response to the pandemic has dipped by double digits. The Quinnipiac University National Poll of Adults found 53% of Americans approve of the job he's doing regarding COVID. 40% disapprove. This is a double-digit drop from May, when Americans approved 65% to 30%. On Tuesday, when President Biden was talking about COVID, he told leaders of Texas and Florida to either lead or get out of the way regarding their COVID response. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz reacts to Biden's comments.
You know, there's a Yiddish word called chutzpah, and I think Joe Biden is embodying that word right now. We just had news breaking today that in the last several months, the Biden administration has released over 7,000 illegal aliens who were COVID positive just in one Texas city, in the city of McAllen. Joe Biden likes to talk about this pandemic. Well, I'll tell you what, the election of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris was a super spreader event.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Ryan Krauser of the United States won gold in the men's shot put event at the Tokyo Olympics on Thursday. Teammate Joe Kovacs took the silver, and Tomas Walsh of New Zealand claimed the bronze. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we've got the counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent, John Guandolo. John, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I do want to talk about the deceptive and obstructive FBI. That seems to be in the headlines quite a bit these days. But before we do, can we talk about the Minuteman moment? What you're doing with the Minuteman Project. I think this is important for America to invest in and to get on top of us, explain to our audience what understanding the threat is doing in this modern-day Minuteman.
Well, first of all, at the ground level, we believe that the war is going to be won or lost, as you know, at the local level, with citizens taking back local government, local strongholds of power, and putting freedom, as we say, back on the offensive where it belongs, reinstituting a republican form of government at all levels of society, local, state, and federal, and joining, becoming a Minuteman for the cause means get trained and get in the fight or fund the war effort. And so we're encouraging people. Our Into Action training program, a three-day program, is the gateway for people to begin to build liberty teams at the ground level that inform their local leaders, that can push forth thoughtful ideas on how to take back their community from the elementary school to the state house. Excuse me. And also empower citizens to identify hostile individuals and networks in their community that are corrupting the system and how to dismantle them. And so we tell people, get trained through Into Action and contact us on our contact page and tell us you want to get involved or fund the war effort. And we have great partners at Americans for America, which is a nonprofit that supports this effort.
Well, and you go to Understanding the Threat. Donate, like you say, you can fund the war effort, you can get some experience, and the fact of the matter is we're hearing an increasing number of success stories. To your point here, John, people are affecting things in a grand way locally, and they're quite surprised that, you know, we're not talking something that's taking 4 years or, you know, two voting cycles in order to do something like on a federal level. This happens pretty quick. I mean, we're seeing school boards being voted out, and the mama bears and papa bears are coming in and taking over classrooms one more time, as it should be, and the parents are coming back to their rightful position of authority because they responded to what, you know, what the clarion call that you put out there, and that is that, look, it, you need to be that change, and local is very powerful, and this makes for smart politics, right?
It certainly does, and I want people to know you can have a massive impact, and I'll give you one. We just had a meeting yesterday with people from all over the country, and we had a number of success stories. We've trained a number of people in South Carolina, for instance, and in Greenville and Spartanburg County, the GOP, the Republican establishment, was fighting against liberty-minded, constitutionally-minded citizens, and they cheated and lied and used money in ways that are certainly appear to be criminal, and basically they stole the election for the county GOP officers in those two counties. And so in Greenville County, they literally brought in an independent attorney to review the election, and the Republican establishment had defrauded the Patriots and stolen the election, and all of the people that were elected were forced to resign, and Patriots stepped in and took the offices. That is, so it's not just corruption from one party or another. We all know, you and I have talked about
this. Yes, exactly.
People in power that don't want to give up power and they don't want to serve their oaths of office, they just want to be in charge and tell other people what to do, they're getting thrown out on their butts.
Exactly.
And citizens are tired of it. They're furious. And so these are people that we have trained, and it's just, it's really, really cool and exciting to watch them take back their communities one county at a time.
Exactly. And for them, you know, it's got to be exciting for them that, yes, we can, and it's being done, and also realizing that this is a problem with power and greed. It is equal opportunity. I mean, it is bipartisan. It's not relegated to one party over the other, because, unfortunately, it's part of the human condition left unchecked. Right, John?
It absolutely is, and we're seeing it across the board. Now, the bigger, you know, the broader communist movement, it includes the leadership of the Democrat Party, and there seems to be a much broader issue there. But as I've said on your show, I think that, you know, I don't get mad when communists act like communists or jihadis act like jihadis. I get mad when people who have the word republic in their very name, Republican, act like traitors and commit sedition and push patriots and America, you know, lovers of freedom off to the side in order to maintain power.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter. What Understand the Threat is doing is teaching people to recognize corruption at the local, state, and federal level, and at the local level and state level, deal with it like these people just did in South Carolina, or like we've seen around the country in places like Minnesota and places like Texas and Kansas.
Exactly.
And it's exciting.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, John Guandolo, as a former FBI expert, I got to imagine that you're aggrieved by these latest news reports of FBI impropriety, their interference. I mean, quite possibly involved in the January 6th Capitol insurrection alleged. You know, what is going on here?
Well, you've just hit on something that is a big hornet's nest. So I'll begin by saying my sources in the FBI in the last week have shared with me that, number one, the counterintelligence agents have been told to throttle back from many of their investigations. Mm-hmm. And in the counterterrorism division, they are putting real threat cases aside in order to follow leads and interviews in the January 6th event, which is a total smokescreen, as you well know. Mm-hmm. And so agents that I know that are still in are aghast, and I use that word, and they're angry, and they're shocked that the Bureau is literally turning a blind eye to real threats at a time, by the way, when Understanding the Threat's intelligence is telling us that the Islamic community in the U.S. is being told to prepare for jihad. We have the release of the new Inspire magazine by Al-Qaeda saying they're encouraging and telling people how to conduct attacks using trucks. And part of our intelligence is telling us that they're looking at using trucks, including 18-wheelers for both conventional and other kinds of attacks. And we're focusing on this, and we see the FBI's involvement at January 6th with their sources, similar to what we saw with the supposed kidnapping plot against the governor of Michigan, where it was really a plot that was created and hatched and run by FBI agents and their assets, primarily.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the same kind of stuff we're seeing that's coming out now about January 6th.
Are we going to be able, with this committee, get down to understand that? Because this seems to be more for show. I'm going to leave it there because we're running short on time. So let's pick it up on the other side of the break. More from John Guandolo after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Next month, the Tide Ministry celebrates its 75th anniversary of sharing the Word of God and the truth about Jesus through radio. The celebration will include a gospel read aloud during the Roxbury Holiness Camp meeting in Roxbury, Pennsylvania. Our founder, Reverend Charlie Byers, helped establish Roxbury Camp and then served as the annual camp meeting director for 36 years. We're looking forward to campers joining hands with the Tide International Ministry partners to read through the Gospels in multiple languages. If you can't join us at Roxbury, I encourage you to read some scripture, then meditate on it, and marvel at the fact that God can communicate that same truth in every language known to man. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and how it's speaking God's truth into the hearts of listeners in multiple languages around the world, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Martinez here, John Guandolo from UnderstandingTheThreat.com, counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent, and we're talking about the deceptive and obstructive FBI that is coming out more and more, whether we're talking about January 6th. He mentioned the proposed kidnapping of Michigan's governor, Whitmer, and that there seems to be some FBI involvement in that. You know, even with some of this information, you know, we've got this recent assassination overseas, that there was a former DEA informant. I don't know if the tentacles go into the FBI on this, but we know that there was a DEA agent recently that was arrested, and he was brought on scene by a FBI informant. I mean, this stuff is really smelly, John.
Yeah, I think what you have is you have people who have strayed away from their oaths of office, but especially in the leadership. I mean, I go back to what you and I have discussed about men like James Comey and Andrew McCabe and Peter Strzok that are enemies. They're traitorous, seditious enemies of the nation, and they were in the most senior positions in the FBI. And that right there, so while there may be good men and women at the ground level, and there are, the problem is that it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It's like saying, you know, there might have been good, honorable men in the German army when Hitler was in charge. Right. That's true. That's mm-hmm. absolutely true.
Right.
But that doesn't change the fact that the leadership drives what the organization does.
Without...
And the FBI is being used and is conducting activities that are exactly opposite of what their mission and their oaths of office require them to do. Mm-hmm. It is an incredibly dangerous time. And I want to just drop this in because I think it's a broader than the FBI. It's a DOJ issue. We saw last week mm-hmm. when Paul Hodgkins was sentenced for being inside the Capitol on January 6th. And in the testimony in court before the sentencing judge, the special assistant, the special prosecutor for the Department of Justice said before the judge, and I'm almost quoting verbatim, is Paul Hodgkins was not violent. He's not a domestic terrorist. He does not meet any of the legal elements in the law
mm-hmm.
to call him a domestic terrorist. But, Your Honor, we want him sentenced as a domestic terrorist to send a message. Now, this undermines our law. It undermines our system. And it demonstrates how corrupt these people are, that they're willing to use to go outside the law in order to achieve what they're trying to achieve, which is to say that what happened on January 6th was a violent revolutionary insurrection committed by supporters of Donald Trump, which is a total lie. I was, as you know, I was there on January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
We watched the crowd. I was actually with FBI agents on the ground, and we watched Antifa guys go into the Capitol. We witnessed Capitol Police wave citizens with Trump flags up the stairs and into the Capitol. So to say this was it was what we have witnessed in the last several months was a revolution.
Yes.
It was a revolution by communists in league with the U.S. Democrat Party to seize power unlawfully in this country, and it's been allowed to happen. And nothing, there's been no retribution as of today. So when you talk about this committee, when they come back from their August recess, that committee will be used to crucify patriots. Mm-hmm. And Nancy Pelosi will wield that sword, because if you're a, quote, if you're a Republican and you think Nancy Pelosi is going to allow the House to be retaken by the Republicans after they seized the presidency unlawfully, you don't seem to understand the reality of where we are.
Just how desperate they are, no doubt. John, the other thing, I mean, I'm looking at the numbers, you know, and listening to the reports. The number of Capitol Police that were on the grounds versus the number of people that went into the Capitol building, it almost seems that the Capitol Police were at a 2-to-1 advantage. I mean, these are guys that are armored up, they've got weapons, everything like that. How could they be overwhelmed by such a small group of people? I mean, this doesn't make sense.
Well, I'll answer that question with this, you know, brief comment. A colleague of mine, who's a documentary producer, mm-hmm. was there on January 6th filming and watching what was happening. He was also on the ground in Honduras when the color revolution took over there,
mm-hmm.
the communists. And he told me directly that what he witnessed on January 6th and the work up to January 6th and immediately after, and the immediate propaganda that followed was exactly what they saw in Honduras. And, of course, we've talked and written about this, that this is what people that are skeptical, it's what you think it is, and there's a cognitive dissonance among patriots that they can't believe this is actually happening.
Yeah.
But when you just brush everything away, you tune everything out, and you just lay the facts on the table, the United States is being overrun by enemies of the United States.
Yeah.
And the Republican leadership, Mike Pence and others, not only allowed it to happen, the actions they took facilitated it. And that's where we are in this country. That's
exactly
why we say we have to take it back at the local level. One, you know, school board, chamber of commerce, mayor's office at a time, one county at a time.
Well, look at the DOJ. Like you said, you can look at what they're doing and what they're not doing. I mean, we've got, what, a couple hundred, 300 citizens, American citizens for the most part, that were there, invited in to the Capitol building. Some are held in solitary confinement to this day without due process. Joe Biden cares less. He kind of just shakes it off. I mean, this is how disgusting and pernicious this whole situation has gotten. And there should be a revolt by, you know, at least 70 million voters of Donald Trump. And I keep asking, where's Donald Trump? Donald Trump should be sleeping at the steps there of the D.C. jail and calling for justice. I mean, here it is. We have the Summer of Love and Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And we've got everyday Americans whose lives have been stripped. They've lost their jobs. They've been reduced to Mike Flynn level of near nothingness because they supported a free America and the wrong presidential candidate.
Well, that's right. And what is amazing, just another story at the over the weekend about another individual arrested on January 6th who the government has said to the judge, hey, we don't have the evidence yet, but keep him incarcerated until we do.
Yeah.
And that is exactly opposite of how this country is supposed to work.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that with people. We don't
right.
incarcerate people and say, let us get all the evidence together before you release him. You put the evidence on the table so the defense can look at it and challenge it, and you can have a hearing for whether or not he remains in custody. But you don't say, judge, keep him in custody till we get our evidence together. This is the kind of nonsense. But this idea that January 6th was a revolutionary insurrection permeates the Department of Justice and the FBI, and they treat it as if that's what's going on.
Exactly.
And at some point, you have to ask, are these people just as dumb as stumps? Is everyone in the DOJ dumb as stumps, or are they traitorous, seditious, you know, Marxists?
Yeah, it seems to be more of the latter. And also the other thing, we got about a minute left here, is what the Justice Department is doing in order to squash any kind of look-see or further investigation or audit of what happened on November the 3rd, which is actually what caused January the 6th, which Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to talk about.
Well, that's right. And I would just say this, remember that it was Rona McDaniel, and as the leader of the National Republican National Committee, and the GOP leadership, the Republican leadership, that is squashing this.
Check it out for yourself and be a part of the solution and join up with us, the Minuteman Project at UnderstandingTheThreat.com. John Guandolo has been our guest. John, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. Godspeed.
Thank you very much, Bill. God bless you.
Listen up, America. You've heard all about tiny homes. Now, through this limited time offer, you can buy one for under $60,000. Yes, buy your new living space for under $60,000 with amazing easy payment plans. Imagine having up to 550 square feet of new living space that we can easily ship to your location and help with setup. Put your new small tiny home in your backyard or any empty lot. They make a perfect in-law cottage, or turn a piece of property into a rental.
rental.
Plus, they're great as a man cave, she shed, or home office. We have a limited supply, so order your tiny home right now for under $60,000 with a small down payment and easy payment plans. Call Teddy Sheds and buy your tiny home. Here's the number.
800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two massive California wildfires have officials calling for new mandatory evacuation orders to thousands of people in the Golden State's north overnight. The Dixie Fire, California's biggest blaze, destroyed houses and businesses as it burned through the small town of Greenville, north of Sacramento. The House GOP report on the origins of COVID-19 in Wuhan, China, has evidence the virus was impacting the area in September of 2019. And China failed to abide by a 24-hour mandatory reporting regulation for months. Texas Representative Republican Michael McCaul tells Newsmax, American lawmakers are hindering our efforts to get to the truth.
Very disappointing. You know, I chaired the China task force. They were going to join us, and then Pelosi at the last minute called it off, saying it was a diversion.
On Wednesday, 616 Americans nationwide died from COVID-19. USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
That American flag around your shoulders looks pretty good. How does that feel to represent your country like this?
It feels amazing. I love representing the U.S. I freaking love living there. I love it, and I'm so happy I get to represent USA! Love it.
Well said. Congratulations. Enjoy that gold, and we'll see you out there on the podium, okay?
Thank you. I'll try not to cry, but no promises.
I'll tell you, what a sweet spirit. Tamira Mensah-Stock, gold medalist in wrestling, Dr. Wilfred Riley, certainly a highlight of the Olympics, no doubt.
Yeah, I think it was. I cheer for all American athletes in general. I like to see people successful. But I do think this was a cute patriotic moment where someone just was asked about the country and said, obviously, I like it. You know, I'm a gold medaling Olympian. I'm proud of where I'm from. I'm proud of my performance. And I do think that's healthier, not only as a way to behave, but as a focus for the media than all of these athletes that have, you know, talked at length about their struggles and so on, and then finished 11th. So it was good to see.
Yeah, exactly. In contrast to some of the other stuff, I'll tell you, for people that have been donors of the Olympics and have support the team, this was a welcome soundbite, you know, from Japan. And congratulations to her and all the other Olympic champions. This is just one of the many great stories that traditionally come out of the Olympics that I think that all Americans look forward to, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. I like the patriotism. I also will say, maybe male under 40, I'm not the most sentimental guy in the world. I mean, when I watch an Olympic event, something like track, my real focus is who wins gold, silver, and bronze. You know, and I prefer that to be an American, if not maybe someone from an allied country like Britain. Mm-hmm. So that's really the focus. it's nice to see things like this, but in general, all of the background stuff, how the Olympians feel about the country, especially if it's negative, you know, some of these stories like, you know, the pitcher for the U.S. softball team was born with no hands, I'm making that up, but none of that is as important to me as how the competition actually works out. But with that said, given all the criticism we've heard and all the people pulling out of events and so on, I mean, it was nice to see this.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Dr. Wilfred Riley, he is the author of the book Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. But we've got to talk about this COVID variant. You had been tweeting out the last couple of days regarding this variant, especially that is identified just in time to prevent a normal election in 2022. You said, will we have an edgily appropriate name like the German variant or the Peloponnesian variant? I mean, we'll go the whole alphabet just so long as it gets us to 2024. Huh?
Well, that was quote unquote a joke, but I noticed that we keep identifying these new COVID variants. So every couple of weeks, a couple of months, there's another discussion about masking or lockdowns. I mean, we both know how politics works, especially when one party is in pretty dominant charge. So I hypothesized that we might see a new COVID variant pop up just in time to, you know, extend these by-mail voting procedures and so on for 2022. I wouldn't be surprised at all if that happens. And obviously right now, I mean, is it Delta? You know, the conversation is that if you were vaccinated, if you did go and get the jab, that's not enough. You should put your mask back on because it's a Delta variant. And a lot of this, to me, kind of borders on the nonsensical. I mean, for anyone listening that hasn't checked this data out, COVID deaths are at their lowest level ever. I mean, they're at their lowest level since March of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So I would suspect that as long as people are willing to respond to this, everything that medically does happen, for example, the stigma variant, so on down the line, mm-hmm. is going to be major national news, at least till the media finds something to replace COVID.
Exactly. Well, no doubt that, unfortunately, this whole COVID deal has become such a political issue that, you know, common sense has almost been ignored here, Dr. Riley.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, one of the things that I've said throughout COVID-19, and I'll repeat this because I think I was right, if you look at the numbers from Sweden or from Ron DeSantis's Florida, so on, but a basic point is that there's a level of risk in life. When COVID was at its worst, pre-vaccination that year, because you count deaths year by year, it's important to keep mm-hmm. that in mind, there were about 350,000 Americans lost. And that's accepting the government's numbers, average age about 82. Not that those people matter less than anyone else. But that wasn't the leading cause of death that year. It was number four, I believe, behind mm-hmm. cancer, heart disease, accidents, and incidents. If you put those together as a category with medical error and so on in there. And now we have a vaccine for COVID-19. And I respect some people's reluctance around the jab and so on, but we've cut that COVID death rate to about a tenth of what it was between mm-hmm. that and natural immunity.
Right.
So at some point, we have to bluntly stop worrying about this. I mean, when you look at diseases that are infectious and that kill 50 to 100,000 people every year, you're talking about influenza, pneumonia, probably TB, you're talking about AIDS, we've almost forgotten that, you know, sexual killers. So at some point, we have to take the two face masks off and just go back to the job site. And I think we're about at that point. But COVID-19, frankly, has been a ratings bonanza for the media. I mean, it's been something that the political parties have been able to debate, and I think the Dems in some cases have exploited. There's a lot of reluctance to let that happen. And if you talk to friends that are executives in broadcast media or anything along those lines, I mean, you'll hear that reluctance. Mm-hmm. So I think until people start turning off the TV and saying, no, I'm going to Disney World, we're going to keep finding these variants. I mean, we've already heard about the Colombian variant. Keep you awake right here. We've already heard about the Sigma variant. So this may go on for a while.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and as you said, you know, it's the old axiom, you can follow the money. Who's getting rewarded in all this? I mean, political figures are being rewarded. The scientists, I mean, the scientists have been elevated to godlike status.
Well, I do think that normally if you're a doctor for the government and you're not a heart surgeon, you're sort of the nerdy little guy who's approving technical procedures for the FDA or something like that, you don't get a lot of what I would have called shine as a high school athlete. I mean, you're a bureaucrat. You're a person that does good, honorable work, but that's not really known. So, I mean, when we took in particular, I mean, we all know who we're talking about. When we took in particular Dr. Fauci and we said, well, this guy is the symbol of America's fight against disease, and people started painting their houses green and hanging up pictures of this guy like he was St. Dismas and so on. I mean, as a human, especially as a man, I think it would be very hard for you to resist that and then to go back to normalcy. So, yeah, I mean, right now we're going through kind of the end of the pandemic, you know, lap with the flag around your shoulders, where we're congratulating the pharmaceutical companies, we're congratulating the medical men. And at some point, it's got to be time for them to stand down and leave the stage. But I think right now we're in kind of the period of reluctance where people are saying things like, well, no, 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 we can't stop doing these interviews and we can't stop wearing these masks until, you know, what is it now, the young children, all of the young children have been inoculated. It's unfair to put them at risk. This will go on for as long as we allow it. The total number of children under four to die from COVID-19 during the entire pandemic, if I have my stats correct, they usually do, is four.
Yes.
So at some point, normalcy has to return. And right now what we're seeing is the struggle about when that will be, in my opinion.
Yeah, and they keep stretching this out. Well, I mean, we're going for actual numbers, now percentages. So let's not talk real numbers. Let's just use, and you know what you can do with percentages, you know? And you're exactly right. It's just got to get to that point where the people say, enough here. I think this is happening already. I mean, look at the reaction of the mama bears across the country. Yes, on CRT, but also on mask wearing. They've had it with their kids being masked up because they're looking at the numbers that you are looking that you and I are looking at. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, then we got this silliness going on at the border where you've got thousands of people, going through that are COVID infected. This is absurd, you know?
Well, I think that this is my next upcoming article, probably for Newsweek, but it's about what I call the rule of exception, which is that in the American middle class for the past couple of years, this began a little before COVID, actually, you've been seeing these very strict, very precise rules. And at first, ordinary American taxpayers were inclined to say, okay, I'll go along with it. I see the reason.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem, and let's focus specifically on COVID, the problem has been the massive sweeping exceptions. So right now, the pitch from the government is essentially, well, we have to go back to being cautious again, probably masking, we're considering a lockdown. But the thing that's pissing people off, bluntly, is that there are these huge exceptions to the rule, like Lollapalooza took place in Chicago.
Yes, exactly.
So the massive, big city, mostly left-leaning festivals have all gone on. I mean, Live on the Decks took place.
Right.
The border is a major issue. I mean, we're not, as I understand, COVID testing at the border. That could be wrong. We're definitely
got to go to break. We've got
are
more from Dr. Riley.
Are you refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the no-regret refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Don't constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Robert Riley is our guest, the associate professor at Kentucky State University, author of Hate Crime Hoax and the $50 million question. His writings have been featured in Commentary, Quillette, U.S. Today, the Washington Times, as well as the Academic Questions, and of course his latest book, Taboo 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. But probably there needs to be an addendum, the next version of Taboo, because we've got more facts and more things that we can't talk about. I know that one of the things that seems to be tapped down these days, Dr. Riley, is vaccine hesitancy amongst minorities. And, you know, very little is said, particularly about blacks, what they have gone through, and which could be, you know, from a traditional standpoint, just in terms of anecdotal, you know, storytelling down through the years of what happened to grandparents when they trusted the government to get vaccinated and not all went so well. And then they wonder right now in today's 21st century America, after all this experience, why there's hesitancy amongst minorities who have been abused at the hands of the vaccinators.
Yeah, I mean, I read recently, I don't know if this is still true, but the most vaccine hesitant group and the least likely to trust the government was Native Americans, mm-hmm. which is almost funny when you think about it. I mean, there obviously is some reason for that. Also, without excuses, when you look at the black community, vaccine hesitancy doesn't seem to have a whole lot to do with, for example, awareness of the Tuskegee experiment. That's been checked a couple of times. There just seems to be a generalized dislike of the government among a fair number of minorities, the white Southerners as well. But the point is, almost data aside, yeah, this is another one of those things you're not supposed to talk about. Every couple of days we see a story, you know, headline something like unfortunate, you know, vaccine reluctance among Republicans puts nation at risk. The reality is that whites, including white Republicans, are the group most likely to get vaccinated. Then you've got Latinos, then you've got blacks, and then you've got natives. Every minority group is less vaccinated than almost every white group. So this actually, just quickly, is a phenomenon you see pretty often. When you look at anything from rates of fairly serious crime like DWI or spousal abuse to, you know, vaccination rates themselves, to something positive like military participation, quote-unquote rednecks have pretty much the same set of behaviors as Black or Latino Americans, but it's sort of only okay to talk about them or to criticize them in the case of the first group. And we're seeing this pattern again. There's extreme vaccine reluctance among minorities.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the bottom line is, I mean, even with our kids, Dr. Riley, there has been such a breakdown in the trust of our institutions. You know, this is all part and parcel, and this contributes to it. And this is of the government's own doing. Oh, yeah, by the way, we're still trying to figure out for sure, you know, if we, you know, experienced a legitimate 2020 election. That great cloud, like it or not, still hovers over, you know, over the environment, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I think that the election debate is an interesting one. Obviously, the fact that many people feel, justified or not, that the election may have been stolen, or at very least was questionable, I think that second point is real. Obviously, yeah, that affects how people, that's an interesting point, that of course that affects how people feel about the government. But I think that there are two things that the ordinary taxpayer is feeling here. The first is something people think all the time, which is, you know, the government lawyers, they're not necessarily as good as people in business or industry. The government has competence questions. Mm-hmm. People have thought that for as long as there's been a government. I think that there is a second, newer point here that we just discussed before the break, which is the idea of, okay, some of this might make sense, but why are there all these exceptions to it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, why is there brutally consistent COVID testing to go to work if you're unvaccinated, unless you're sneaking across the border? You know, why is it forbidden still in some of the major cities to gather in groups of more than 50? Barack Obama just shut down his birthday party. Unless you're throwing a giant left-leaning rave or festival and 500,000 people at law. You know, and just so on down the line, why is it okay to talk about vaccine reluctance unless the person who's reluctant is Black or Latino or, you know, of Indian extraction? So a lot of people are noticing this and sort of thinking, well, this doesn't all fit together. I mean, you're being so precise with me that you're asking me to wear a mask at home. This happened yesterday. No one's going to do it.
Exactly.
But at the same time, we have the outdoor raves going on. Maybe there's something that's at play more than just trying to fight the virus. I think in addition to questioning governmental competence, a lot of people are starting to have that second line of thought, like, a la, what's really going on here?
Mm-hmm. Well, and especially when they bring up this idea, us against them. You know, it's the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. And then, oh, let's not talk about the people who are part of the herd immunity. Naturally, they've contracted the virus. They've been healed. And the debate between doctors, which is interesting because it doesn't go very far. I think the general consensus, at least from the doctors that I'm speaking with, and hopefully I'm not in some sort of silo here because I think I try to stay out of it. But what I'm hearing from most doctors, their general consensus is that if you've contracted COVID, the defenses of your natural immunity are actually more effective than the vaccine. But that's not entered into the debate here.
Yeah, I think that there are two very critical points from kind of the mainstream conservative camp that have just been ignored here. And these aren't quote-unquote crazy anti-vax points, although I don't think vaccine reluctance, we're talking about a new jab, is crazy. Mm-hmm. But the two points would be, one, what about the treatment of COVID?
Yes.
I mean, we've seen a great deal of research that does indicate that ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and so on work pretty well. What are we doing with people who get COVID, including the many people who get COVID after they've been vaccinated?
Exactly.
Is there any treatment other than maybe you need a booster vaccine? Because I don't see logically why there wouldn't be. And the second question is what you just said. If you've already just been infected, which is something like 34% of the U.S. population, do you then need the vaccine and the booster and so on down the line? And there really is no logical reason why you would.
Right.
So, I mean, those are a couple of different health decisions. Like, I encourage people to protect other people. Like, this is dangerous for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
But level one, and again, this is my understanding from my physician, I'm not a doctor, but level one, if you've had COVID, you probably are already protecting others.
Mm-hmm.
There's no particular reason to think you don't have natural immunity. And level two, if you decide to take, say, a full course of ivermectin, which costs a couple bucks at the pharmacy, that definitely affects the logic of whether you should go through and get a two-stage vaccine. So the total reluctance to discuss this stuff, I think at some level is just based on a lack of trust.
Mm-hmm.
The assumption is that unless you can see that vaccine passport, someone might just lie and say, oh, I'm taking ivermectin or something like that, getting to nightclubs. You can understand that, but at the level of the individual health decision, I mean, those are very valid questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to your point now, yesterday it was reported that, and you knew this was going to come down the line, that you've got these, dark web businesses that are producing these vaccination cards. So, it wasn't going to take long, to circumvent. That's going to happen. But you do, as far as, like you said, I think for the most part, the majority of Americans don't want to be a carrier. They want to be responsible. I think this whole process, we've upped our game hygienically. We're more conscious of washing our hands, socially distancing, things like that. I think that that's a good thing, especially, around schools and even for parents. Because, before COVID, the thing that always happened during flu season is parents had to go to work. Well, they knew they were sending their kid with sniffles and a temperature to school because they didn't have babysitters. Well, guess what? They're not doing that, quite so much these days, right?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to decide what to do going forward here. I mean, now when we're looking at COVID-19 deaths of 160 a day, I mean, the frank reality is that if you wanted to panic people, you could map out HIV or influenza and find more deaths to that almost every day, almost certainly cancer,
right.
Certainly. A whole bunch of things that are medical error for that matter. So, I mean, at some point we are going to have to break the COVID spiral. But, I mean, you raise an interesting point that, for example, people hygienically are behaving differently. So on. I really think that the key question with this is going to be how much behavior changes in the future. One thing that I hope doesn't happen and that I'm going to advocate for not happening is a return to panic about masking and distancing every flu season.
Yes.
Because if you talk to someone, especially on that political left, and you say just an obvious common sense fact, like, yeah, COVID is bad, but flu kills 70,000 to 120,000 people every year. It's widely known. Mm-hmm. Dead in pneumonia, certainly that number. One of the things they'll immediately say is, okay, we should have been wearing masks all along.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see this argument really, really intensely this fall. Like the first time COVID plus influenza deaths crossed that 400 fall threshold you see with flu, then people are going to have masks back on. It's going to look a lot like East Asia for a while. The question is that sustainable?
Right, exactly. And you're exactly right. And there's already all kinds of pushback on that. Not forsaking our freedoms. And, by the way, what about those HIPAA laws, huh?
Yeah, I think that the not forsaking our freedoms point is very important. Because people act like the trade here is increased risk on the one hand and nothing on the other hand. No, the trade-off, the question is, are you willing to take an increased risk that's on the order of 400 over 400 million? That's the daily risk of a flu death or a COVID death now. Are you willing to take that risk in exchange for not wearing two face masks during blossom season or leaving your house? Like, there's something very substantial that a lot of these people are prepared to give up here.
Well, without a doubt, he is the associate professor at Kentucky State University, Wilfred Riley, author of the book Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. And as you can gather, the facts are growing because of the dynamic nature and the fight for our freedoms here in this great country of ours. Dr. Riley, how can people be in touch with you?
I'm pretty easy to find if you Google my name, which is Wilfred Riley or Will Riley. I mean, you'll find my Facebook, Twitter, website, so on down the line. So I encourage people to do that.
Yeah, enter in on the conversation, get involved, and let's hear from you. Dr. Wilfred Riley, always an honor and a pleasure. Thank you for being with us. Take care.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay
Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of external...